here with Aunt Bane and I'm Boom Doom. We're going to talk about Skyblocks.
Skyblocks is the most popular Minecraft map ever created. Mm-hmm. Concept behind this map is very simple. You spawn on a floating island and must survive and complete challenges with the resources available to you. Minecraft Skyblock servers allow players to play Skyblock maps in multiplayer. Okay, so tell me about Skyblocks.
Well, it's pretty fun. But the one thing you gotta make sure of is do not fall in lava or water or out of the world. Because you will lose everything. And I punched the bed once I failed. But I ate a golden apple, so everything was okay.
So, is Skyblock the same as regular Minecraft?
No, regular Minecraft is pretty much harder, but Skyblocks, it's actually hardest. But if you had enchanted golden apples, I believe you will survive.
What's different about Skyblock?
Well, mobs spawn more, and in the Well, actually, yes, every biome I had, but my friends are making new ones, so I'm hoping that they will come out soon. And, yeah, it's actually pretty awesome.
Oh, and how do you get there? How do you get to Skyblock?
All you do is, like, either you can use a command block, or you could just load into it by the texture packs or whatever.
Actually, it says here, when you go to log in to your Minecraft, you hit multiplayer, and that sends you up to Skyblock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Or you could put a seed name.
Yeah, see, if this was on the computer, this is how you do it. Was you put the server name, and you need the server address.
Huh.
See?
That's...
See, right there, this is on PC.
What the...
And then this is your... use the compass menu to click on the Skyblock option, which I guess it's right here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also, the picture you're looking at right now, it's not Skyblocks, that's Skywars.
Jump into the portal. Once you jump in, it will automatically create you an island, which you and your friends can begin to play immediately. No, this is Skyblock. Yeah. If you would like to add your friend, they must also be online. To grant them permission to build on your Skyblock island, you need to type... Oh, this is for PC. Okay. Or you can play Skyblock on your own.
I prefer my own.
Yeah.
Because mostly everybody tried to steal my diamond blocks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Use sneak mode to avoid walking off the edge of the world unintentionally. See, this is all PC. It says hold down the shift key as you move around to engage the sneak mode. This is PC version.
There's also PlayStation.
Okay. Well, let's find that first. Hang on. Okay. I might have to... Aha. There we go. You do have to download the map.
Yeah.
Okay. Skyblock was originally created for Minecraft PC... So do a search for Skyblock challenges in Google and try to complete the challenges that apply to your version of Minecraft. Like for us, it'd be for PlayStation 3.
I know.
Okay. Okay, why don't we talk about the challenges you find on Skyblock? So what challenges do you have to do?
Well, first of all, you start on the grass, okay? And pretty much you gotta survive on there. And if you fall out of the world, or into water, or into lava, or on bedrock, you're probably gonna rage quit.
Okay. Here, I found a list of challenges.
Uh-huh.
Build a cobblestone generator.
Yep.
Build a house.
Uh-huh.
Expand the island.
Did it.
Make a melon farm.
Did it.
Make a pumpkin farm.
Did it.
Make a reed farm. Make a wheat farm.
Did it.
Make a giant red mushroom.
Did it.
Build a bed.
Did it.
Make 40 stone bricks.
Did it.
Make at least 20 torches.
Did it.
Make an infinite water source.
Yep.
Build a furnace.
Yep.
Make a small lake.
Did it.
Make a platform 24 blocks away from the island for mobs to spawn.
Did it.
Make 10 cactus green dye.
Did it.
Make 10 mushroom stew.
Did it.
Make 10 jack-o'-lanterns.
Did it.
Build 10 bookcases.
Did it.
Make 10 bread.
Did it.
Collect 10 ender pearls.
Did it.
Cook 10 fish.
Did it.
Craft 10 block wool.
Did it.
Craft 10 gray wool.
Did it.
Craft 10 light gray wool.
Did it.
Craft 10 lime green wool.
Did it.
Craft 10 red wool.
Did it.
Craft 10 yellow wool.
Did it.
Craft 10 pink wool.
Did it.
Craft 10 green wool.
Orange wool.
Craft 10 orange wool.
Wait, no. Yeah.
Craft 20 paintings.
Yeah.
Did you do all that?
What? Paintings? Yeah.
Craft 20 paintings.
Oh, yeah, I know why. If you want to use TNT on a Skyblocks, I suggest you don't.
Why? What happens?
You fall out of the world, or you fall on bedrock. Because it goes poof.
Okay.
But I had full diamond armor, so I did that.
Okay.
And I survived.
And you survived?
Yeah.
Seriously?
And also, if you put water down onto the surface of lava, then, you know, you just got an elevator down to a platform of obsidian you could build a freaking castle on.
Well, it said lava plus water equals cobblestone.
And obsidian.
And obsidian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If there's lots of lava, then you're obsidian free. You get all the obsidian you ever wanted.
So does Skyblocks start like Overworld?
It doesn't.
It's not like Overworld? So how do you get food and stuff like that?
Oh, you just find it in the chest, or if, animals spawn on yours, you could just go...
That's what I was wondering. Do animals spawn there?
Yeah.
Do you have to spawn them, or do they spawn?
They spawn on their own.
Oh, okay. So there are animals that, like an Overworld.
Yeah, but different and deadlier.
Okay. What else goes on Skyblock?
Mostly just mobs. Skeletons, you gotta watch out. Because they shoot bow and arrows. And they love shooting people off of platforms. So, look out for those. I'm just saying a zombie or an enderman you could have as a friend if they're nice. Or a creeper. If it says friendly creeper, friendly zombie, or friendly enderman, you just got a friend to fight with.
How do you know it says friendly? Does it say friendly?
Yes.
Okay. That's weird.
I know. It's a mod.
Anything else you want to say about Skyblock?
I want to give 5 shout-outs.
Okay, go ahead.
The people that created 5, not Roblox, 5 Skyblocks, I want to give out PJ. He made it way more challenging, yet way more awesome, because diamonds and emeralds, glowstone, iron, gold, emeralds, and it was great. And, he also put in the, water temple. That was the bad part. I had to survive that, trying to get the gold blocks. And, I would like to give a shout-out to, what was his name again? Oh, the Little Force. He made a cool one, but it was out of the world, which was not really gonna make me have fun, so I died a lot. And then the third was, the Force, Taker, and he made, the new biome, the Force mod, the Force biome mod, which was pretty cool, and it was awesome. He made, a big platform, so you wouldn't be knocked off as better. And, there was, water, so you really could have just swam, but you would fall out of the world, which was a bad part. And then the fourth was, I created one for myself, so shout out to me. Then the fifth was, darn it, STL. That's all the 5 I wanted to give a shout out. I love the Skyblocks. They were awesome. Really awesome.
What's awesome about them?
Well, mostly they were pretty cool because armor was in the chests. There was all the biomes in the world. There was even the Twilight, which really didn't like me. It hated me. It really wanted to kill me. The diamonds were at the bottom, so I got those. That was the good part. So mostly I love the biomes because I got to add blocks to my houses and trophies because I survived. And I got 5 Skyblocks achievements.
Nice. Did we cover everything about Skyblocks?
Yep. That's all we have for this episode. Bye.